Denny Day, the life and times of Australia's greatest lawman, the forgotten hero of the Mile Creek Massacre. Written by Terry Smythe. On his father's side, Denny Day's family tree was heavy with Protestant clergymen. The notable exception being Judge Robert Day, famed for his humanity and incorruptibility on the bench. While the Days, being an old Anglo-Irish settler family, was staunchly Protestant, Robert, for the first 7 years of his life, was raised by a Catholic tenant farmer on his family's estate. On returning home, he could speak only Irish and never lost his affiliation with the native Irish. He remained a fearless advocate for the civil rights of Catholics and fierce in his condemnation of corrupt and prejudiced magistrates and landlords. Danny Day, who as a boy would have known the judge, must surely have found him inspirational. The judge, too, was the son of a clergyman and, being the father-in-law of a Denny, provided the first link between the two families. The next came in 1796, when Denny Day's father, Reverend John Day, married Charlotte Denny, daughter of Sir Barry Denny Sr. Reverend John Day was the rector of the Church of Ireland Diocese of Ardfert and Ahado in Tralee and, thanks to inheritance, a major landlord in the district. Denny Day was born at his father's vicarage in 1801. Edward Denny Day was the name his parents gave him, but, informally at least, posterity would know him by his middle name, Denny. The year of his birth was the year the Act of Union came into force, whereby the separate Kingdom of Ireland was merged with England and Scotland to form the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland. Apart from the addition of the Cross of St. Patrick to the Union flag, there was little apparent change. The British were still overlords, as they had been for hundreds of years, and, for the disenfranchised Catholic majority, life would have gone on much as it had before, but for growing resentment over the forced payment of tithes for the upkeep of the established church, the Church of Ireland. There had been high hopes, particularly among poor tenant farmers, that the payment of tithes, in cash or kind, enforced since the Reformation, would be abolished under the Act of Union. It wasn't, and the festering resentment erupted into civil disobedience. In Reverend John Day's diocese of Ardfert and Ahado, which covered most of County Kerry, the population was 304,687, of whom 297,131 were Catholic, 7,529 were Church of Ireland, and just 27 were Protestant dissenters.